This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, liberal politician slams Christians as extremists for standing on the side of life. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
In a scathing tweet against Governor Abbott of Texas, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stated, "Anti-choice laws are also an abuse of power that attempt to seize sexual control over people's bodies en masse," end of quote. In response to the new anti-abortion law in Texas, Ocasio-Cortez headed to Twitter to target supposed, quote, Christian extremists for attempting to preserve the lives of preborn children. She then shared opinions to destroy our unborn children through pills that can be discreetly mailed to your home. Faith must inform our worldview. Uninformed faith is just an opinion. We need to know what the Bible has to say before anyone hears what we have to say. Every human being is created by God in the Imago Dei, the image of God, with value and purpose. God is not neutral, nor is he silent when it comes to the silent cry of the unborn. There is a tremendous amount of scientific evidence that is in complete agreement with the position of the Bible, and that is this: life begins at conception. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 states, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you, I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Here is a quote from just one of many scientific resources. This is by Dr. Kondik, Associate Professor of Neurobiology and Adjunct Professor of Pediatrics at the University of Utah School of Medicine and the Director of Human Embryology Instruction for the medical school. She says this, "The conclusion that human life begins at sperm-egg fusion is uncontested, objective, based on the universally accepted scientific method of distinguishing different cell types from each other, and on ample scientific evidence, which includes thousands of independent peer-reviewed publications. Moreover, it is entirely independent of any specific ethical, moral, political, or religious view of human life or of human embryos. Indeed, this definition does not directly address the central ethical questions surrounding the embryo. What value ought society place on human life at the earliest stages of development? A neutral examination of the evidence merely establishes the onset of a new human life at a scientifically well-defined, quote, moment of conception. A conclusion that unequivocally indicates that human embryos from the one cell stage forward are indeed living individuals of human species, in other words, human beings. A baby's body is not a woman's body." AOC asserts that efforts to force the birth of preborn life equate to Christian extremism. Ocasio-Cortez's accusations of extremism target millions of Christians and Catholics. In fact, she grew up Catholic herself. She stated, "I consider myself Catholic," adding that she, quote, grew up in the Catholic faith. Her mother, Blanca Ocasio-Cortez, is an evangelical Christian born in Puerto Rico, and her late father, Sergio Ocasio, was a Catholic and a religious education teacher, Bronx-born, from a Puerto Rican family. Throughout history, child sacrifice was a part of many pagan cultures. When Israel, God's people, began to sacrifice their children like the pagan nations around them, they were judged by God. God is a just God. In contrast, Exodus records the heroic actions of a cross-cultural alliance of women who delivered a deliverer, Moses. The midwives risked their lives to defy an executive order by the Pharaoh, constituting infanticide of all Hebrew boys. Scripture tells us that the midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. In response, verse 20 tells us that because the midwives feared God, he rewarded them and gave them families of their own. Moses' mother, Jochebed, placed her baby in the Nile River, where Pharaoh's own daughter rescued him. They stood on the side of life. America still has time to be on the right side of history, on the right side of the Bible, and on the right side of this issue and stand for life. God says this to his church today: if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. The cry of every believer should be, God, have mercy on us. God is not neutral, nor is he silent when it comes to the silent cry of the unborn. God stands on the side of life, and as his followers, so should we. I'm Angela Donatio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast. You'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that will inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the Word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.